Okay.
Good luck, everybody. I would like to speak this evening about a subject which is timely, in the sense that it's presently in the news and has been for a couple of months, and it seems to come up every couple of years, and that is the issue of vaccinations. The broader issue is relying on medical advice and medical decisions in general, but the specific issue for tonight is the issue of vaccinations and the question of their safety and whether they should be forced upon people, whether people who do not want to vaccinate should be not permitted to come to the Orthodox community, to shuls, to schools, to camps, and so on. As we all know, medical science in the last couple of hundred years developed vaccinations for certain deadly diseases, diseases that were quite prevalent, smallpox, polio, other such diseases, which before the vaccination caused many, many people to become quite sick and caused the death of many, many people. They say it was quite common, some of these diseases, before the vaccination. After the vaccinations were discovered and implemented, these diseases were more or less eliminated. We don't hear too much about smallpox or polio today as we once did. And even other diseases such as the measles more recently. I had the measles myself as a little child, right around that, I think, is when they popularized the vaccine in the early 1960s, but I had the measles. But I think in the year 2000, it was declared that the measles have been eliminated. So these diseases have been eliminated by vaccinations. However, in recent years, some of these diseases have had a comeback. And that's because there are people in different communities, including, though not all limited to, certain segments of the Orthodox Jewish community that do not want to vaccinate their children. And I said it's a timely subject because somebody's showed me there was an article just this week that spoke about measles outbreaks in large numbers in Rockland County and in Brooklyn and in other places where there's a heavy Orthodox Jewish population. Again, I hasten to add, it's not limited to these places. There are other people also who don't to vaccinate, but apparently there is a hesitation that some people have to use vaccinations for a variety of different reasons. Some ranging, I guess, from the certain conspiracy theories, some wacky, some less wacky. You know, the government is trying to inject certain things into people to control us and to, you know, to prevent rebellion and control people's minds and so on.
Rebellion.
A misunderstanding, right? Different gears. But ranging from that to the issue that it's all, you know, all big business. You know, the doctors get rich off it, the pharmaceutical companies get rich off it. It's just a profit-driven thing, but it's not really necessary. Two concerns about the side effects of the medications. About 20 years ago, there was a doctor who developed this theory that the MMR, the measles, mumps, rubella vaccination, is responsible for autism. Autism is certainly something that's more prevalent today than it was years ago. And this doctor, my wife actually went, we have a child, as you know, has autism, and my wife went to heard this doctor lecture, and he demonstrated convincingly that there's a link between this vaccination and autism. His studies were published in a journal called The Lancet, which is a very respected and prominent medical journal. Subsequently, however, his theory was debunked and was shown that his research was inaccurate and stuff was made up and so on. Was fraud, right? The Lancet withdrew its, withdrew his piece, so to speak, and I think he lost his medical license because it was shown to be completely fraudulent. But there's fear mongering, and the damage was done, and there's still people who believe it. And so, for whatever reason, there are people who don't engage in vaccinations. Sometimes they're called anti-vaxxers. And I said there are people in the Jewish community, the halachic community as well. So I wanted to just look into what the halachic issues are that may touch upon this question. And at the end, you know, again, discuss what's in the news now is whether a yeshiva or a shul or a school has the right to say, or a campus has the right to say, well, we're not going to have any children. They're not vaccinated. We're not going to let them in and so on. Do we have that right? Should we do that and so on? Not here to Paskin, as always, just to raise some of the issues. So our point of departure. There's a pasuk this morning, Sedra in Parshas Mishpatim, in Parakaf Aleph, in the first source, pasuk Yudches, talks about v'chi rivun anoshim. If people get into a fight, two people get into a fight, and beating each other up, and one of them hits the other and wounds him, injures him, So the Torah says that the mazik, the person who causes the damage, is required to pay certain things that are mentioned in this pasuk, other things that are mentioned. This particular pasuk says at the end of pasuk Yud Tes in Perchav Aleph, Rak shivto yitain v'rapo yirape. He has to pay for what's called sheves. If the person loses time from work and he has to take the end of time off because of the injury, so you have to compensate him for his missed work. And for our purpose tonight, v'rapo yirape, which Rashi right away tells in source 2 on Perchav Aleph pasuk Yud Tes, v'rapo yirape ketargumon, yishalayim schar harofe. The mazik, the person who caused the damage, is required to pay any medical bills sustained by the injured party. But that's the Poshup shot. However, in source 3, the Gemara in Bava Kama daf Pei Hayamad Aleph learns from this phrase, the Tanya the Bear Bishmol Omer v'rapo yirape, mikan shenitan reshus l'rofe l'rapo. So this phrase, v'rapo yirape, tells us that a doctor, a person who knows how to heal, has the right, halachic right, and another time we talk about the obligation, to do what he can to improve someone's medical condition, to heal a person. Why would we think otherwise? The Rashi tells us there, Bava Kama daf You don't say, well, I'm a Kosh Baruch who caused this person to get sick, and when he's good and ready, he'll make him get better, and we have no right to interfere with the plan of a Kosh Baruch. A Kosh Baruch who caused this person to develop an illness, and when a Kosh Baruch wishes, he'll cause the person to get healed, if he wishes, from the illness, and it's not up to any human being to interfere. Kamash Falon, Rapol Yerapé, no, no, that's what a Kosh Baruch wants. The Torah wants that the doctor who can heal him should intervene. Tosus points out on that same daf, Peham and Alpha 5, Shenit and Rishus Rope, Lerope, Lerapos. Tosus analyzes the double language, Rapol Yerapé, and so why do you need the two words? He said, I might have had a Havamina that maybe there's a difference between a wound or an illness inflicted on a person by another person, which is talked about in the Pasuk. I break somebody's arm, so then the doctor can get involved. But if it's an illness that comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it wasn't imposed by a human being, I would think maybe not. That's the double language, Rapol Yerapé. The double language teaches us that you're allowed to do it in that case as well. There's a Gemara in Brachas which also quotes the same limud, source 6, the Gemara says, somebody is going to have what's called bloodletting, which at one time, until not that long ago, was considered to be an important medical treatment. They believed, they were right in a way, they understood that diseases go through, are transported through the body by the blood, through the circulatory system. But they thought, okay, so if a person has a disease, so if you take some of the blood out, it'll take the disease out with it. So that's not so accurate about it. But they had this idea that the blood circulation is what's causing disease to spread through the body. So people would go from time to time for our causes dam. So the Gemara says, Omer Ava Acha Nichlas Akiz Dam, Omer, he says, it's Fila. Yihira Tzom Venecha Hashem Elokai She Eisek Zeh Li Rilufu Vatir Paini. May this, Kosh Baruch Hu, please see to it that this process heals me. Kikel Rofe Neman Ator V'Hosh V'Emes, you're the doctor, the healer, and your healing is true. Lafisha, and let's listen to this line, Lafisha Ein Darkon Shoben Adol Lerapos. It's not really the proper way for a person to seek medical treatment. Ela Shenogu, that's the practice, so it's okay. So basically, Racha says, we really shouldn't be looking to doctors to heal us, but rather our Shadavin Takosh Baruch Hu, but that's the way of the world. Amar Abaye, Lo Leimei Nishachi. Abaye says, should not say that. No, don't say that. That's not right. Shein Darko Shobri Adam. Rashi says in 7, Yen Brocha Samach Amon Aleph, Shein Darko Shobri Adam, Klomer Lo Hoyalem Lassu Kupus El Levakesh Rachamim. You shouldn't seek medical treatment. Just ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his mercy and he'll take care of you. But Abaye says, no, Lo Leimei Nishachi. The Tani de Berib Yishmol, Verapoy Rapay, this is Russia. Right? Mikan Shenit Rishus Rofe Lerapos. Okay? So therefore, Kikoy, my Omer, what should you say? Omer Racha, Baruch Rofe Chinam, or some say Baruch Rofe Cholam. You make a Tfilah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's appropriate, but you don't say that it's not normal for people to seek medical treatment. You see, it is normal for people to seek medical treatment. Verapoy Rapay. Huh? That's the way of the world. You know, people seek medical treatment from doctors.
Meaning we shouldn't.
Really shouldn't, but that's the way it is, so that's what we do. That's the minigolem. That's the minigolem.
Yeah. The idea of applies to do what's normal.
Right, right. Okay, we'll talk about that soon. We'll get to that. Now, so just as a point.
Charge money.
Right, okay. Maybe that's the Gersa. Rabbi Cholam, Rabbi Chinam. Anyway, they spoke like a doctor. But the Gemara in Bava Kama, in a different context, but it says, Mem Vomit Beis really addresses that issue. It says, Svorahi, Dekoiv, Lekeiva, Azulabayasis. It's Svorah, it's logical. Someone who has pain will go to someone who can cure the pain. That's that's the way of the world, right? It's logical that someone who has, that's the norm, okay? And we don't say, my point here is, we don't say, well, you can't trust the doctors, they don't know what they're doing anyway, okay? And we see that that's the norm. The person goes to a doctor. The Gemara also says, 9, Av kach yisurin. Really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes afflicts people with yisurin, but the yisurin have a responsibility, as it were. They'll go in at a certain time, they'll go out at a certain time. You know, we sometimes say the davening, chalayim ra'im v'nemanim. Right? Chalayim ra'im, bad illnesses v'nemanim. They're loyal, they're faithful. To do what? To come out at the proper time. But lamaisa, we go to, we seek doctors, and we don't find them. Chazal said you should disregard medical opinion. As a matter of fact, in source number 10, the famous Gemara in Gittin, Nun Rav Medvei, at a very critical juncture in Jewish history. This is when Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai met with Vespasian at the time of the siege of Yerushalayim, which resulted ultimately in the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash. So without going into the details now, people remember, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai met with Vespasian, who was the general, and just then Vespasian became elected emperor, so he was going to go back to Rome, and Titus would take over, and ultimately he would destroy the Beis Hamikdash. And Vespasian offered Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai to grant his request. So Amalei, getting on home base, source 10, Amalei, Mezel Azilma of Inish Shachrim Mishadana. I'm going to leave now, go back to Rome, and someone else can be sent over here. Tell a boy, Mino Amidia Tetan Lach. Ask me for something, I'll give it to you. So Amalei, the famous three requests. Painly Yavne Bechachamel, right? As Rashi says, Shalot Chachamel, Taro Chachamel. That's what the Chachamel and the Sanhedrin at that time was in Yavne. So give me Yavne, leave rabbis alone in Yavne. Don't destroy that city, don't destroy the Rabbonim there. Mishu Shilta, the Rabbin Gamliel, right? The family of Rabbin Gamliel, who's a Nasi. Don't destroy them and wipe out the remnants of Machus Beis David. And the third thing, the Asvata, the Messiah and Leila Reb Tzadok. And give me your top doctor, your physician, to take care of Reb Tzadok, who was fasting and so on, and he was ill. And the last Salvation once pointed out that even at a time of communal need, you don't disregard the individual. So, okay, anyway, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, give me a doctor. So he didn't hesitate to say, we need a doctor to help this man. So that's another raya that we trust. We trust doctors. The Gebrahman Paskin Hilchoshova Lamazik Perk Bezalok Yurches, in the case that we started with, Omar Lo Hamazik Ani Erpa. What happens if the Mazik, you know, I hurt somebody, and says, I'll treat you, right? So, Oyesi Rofesh Marapa Bechinam, right? I'm supposed to pay for your medical bills. You know, I know a guy who'll do it cheap, right? I have a doctor, I have my cousin, you know, I have a friend who'll do it, they'll do it for nothing. Never mind. Ain Shomel, Ela Maybe Rofe Umon Umrapeh Besachar. See, here's your point, right? In other words, you get the best doctor. The victim has the right to say, no, I don't want any favors from you or from any of you. I want so-and-so to be my doctor, and then Mazik has to pay for it. I mean, the old joke is, you know, what do you call the guy who finished last in his class in medical school? It's a doctor, right? So, it's, you know, but I don't want the guy who finished last. I want to get the, you know, the, that's what the Rambam says. You bring Rofei Uman. You bring the most qualified Rofei. Now, of course, the Rambam writes, and this is an important point, let's say the victim didn't listen to the doctor and his condition got worse. So then the Mazik doesn't have to pay more. The Nizak, the victim himself, didn't listen. So then, Eino Chayav Raposo, right? Then the Rambam Pasha, you didn't listen to the doctor, which tells you should listen to the doctor. And these same dinim appear in the Shulchan Aruch towards the end of Choshen Mishpat, Siman Tov Chof, verse 13, starting in Siman Chof, the same thing, okay? Overall, Dibei Rofei, Eino Chayav Raposo, and Chofalef, I'll heal you. No, you don't listen to him. Look in the Siman Chof Beis. Let me find a doctor who'll do it for cheaper. He's paying for it. I'll find a guy who'll do it cheaper. The victim can say that he's going to say, I trust this doctor. He's more careful. He's more qualified. And therefore, you know, you go to the best doctor. This idea that we listen to the doctors and so on, so that's a mission. Yuma Pei Beis Amin Aleph talks about Yom Kippur. Verse talks about a pregnant woman who, you know, feels ill on Yom Kippur, and so you give her to eat. And Chole, says the Mishnah in the middle of source 14, Chole, someone sick on Yom Kippur, Machilin Osa Al Pi Bekiyin. You can give him to eat on Yom Kippur if that's the decision of the Bekiyin, the experts, the people who can assess the situation, determine this person needs to eat, he can even eat on Yom Kippur. And then even if there are no doctors there, and the person says, I need it, you can listen to him also. But what is Al Pi Bekiyin? So Rashi says, 15, you will pay based on Al Pibikim. Im Yomru Shnei Rofim Shum Mesukon Im Enoachav. Two doctors will say, listen, this guy's in danger. He's got to eat. So we listen to the doctor. We feed him on Yom Kippur. Same thing is true with subsequent mission. You will pay Gimel Amad Aleph. That was pay based on pay Gimel Aleph 16. Vod Amra Masim Chorosh Achoshesh Bigrono. Someone has a sore throat, but not stomach. It's like strep, you know, there's danger to it. Okay. Achosh Bigrono Matilo Sam Betoch Pib Bishabbos. You can give him medication on Shabbos. Usually we don't take medication on Shabbos, there, but when someone's in that situation, you give them Shabbos, and it's just suffix nefoshos. So, you know, it's a disease like strep, it's not treated. I mean, we treat it, but if it's not treated, it could, you know, could kill the person. So therefore, it's just suffix nefoshos. The whole suffix nefoshos, doche is a Shabbos. And it's interesting, the Yerushalmi says, in Yuma Perakha, not Mishnah, Yuma Perakha, Salacha, hey, Yerushalmi says, Tani 17, Hazori is Meshubah. Somebody who's careful about this, even quote unquote violating Shabbos, or eating on Yom Kippur, someone who's Zori is about it is Meshubah. The Hanishal, someone who's asked about it, is Maguna. Okay? What's the Yesh Meshala? Says the Karbon Eda in 18, because Shahal Lidro Zorme Liberabit. The rabbi should have made sure that people know. And taught people, no, we keep Shabbos, we keep Yom Kippur, but not in Sofek Nefashos, we're careful about it. And therefore, the rabbi, the person shouldn't have to ask, should know that you're allowed to do it, right? He said, yeah, you didn't keep it. Yeah, during a big cholera epidemic, you know, Rabbi Solanta said, yeah, you didn't keep it. Right, so don't play around with it. Okay, and it's interesting, look at the end of Rishon 70, how raises Sofek Domit. You start asking someone, and you don't listen to what the doctor says, you're like you're murdering, you're committing suicide. Okay? Pretty much is the same thing, right? Hazor is lahat mokom shitiru, harezim mishubo. The Ran, in commenting on the Rif in Yuma, and that's again, Gimel Rebbe's in the page of the Rif, Yuma Masul Chutzam of Hazor 20, v'chichole sheyesh po sakana, v'amu b'ki in l'chala v'shavos, midas chasidus lo shim na'atmo, would we say that a guy wants to be from, it's Shabbos, I'm kippah, it's all right, I'm not going to eat. Well, we consider that a midas chasidus? Says the Ran, it's a rhetorical question. No, ain't el a shofet bamin. You're murdering. We don't say, even though we don't say that someone who's a cholos sheyesh bo sakana is real danger. Okay, we don't say, well, the guy wants to be especially pious. He's not going to eat on Yom Kippur. He's not going to violate Shabbos. Says the Ran, it's shofet bamin. Quoting that saying with Shalmi. The Ramban says it also. Ramban elsewhere, 21 Mechamas in Sanhedrin, the Chesed Alpha, the page of the Rif. Velo shamanu midas chasidus lecholos o sakana. We never heard that that's a midas chasidus, you know, not to take care of a need like that, a pressing need like that on Shabbos, that's a midas chasidus. No. Hamonea atzmo mischayev benafsho. You hold back from taking treatment and so on Shabbos, you mischayev benafsho. Okay, and you die from God forbid, you're held responsible. And the Ramban says the same thing in the Torah of Adam, which may be where the Ran got it from, because it's almost identical verbatim. In 22, v'chichola sheish po sakana. No, and so therefore, and this is the Hetar Aruch also says that in Shar Samech, Oshes 23, quote unquote, wants to be a machmir. I'll hold you responsible for your own spilled blood. The Alti Tzadik Harbe, that's in Kohelet. Don't be such a fromak. Don't be such a righteous person. And he says it's not the same thing as a person wants to give up his life for a mitzvah. You know, we're also not supposed to. We're supposed to, violate the person doesn't want to violate. So there we could say under certain circumstances the person caught up with machler even at the expense of his life. But that's because it's against an aver. Here it's not anything. Here the person it's mamash shrichas damim. And the Sefer Yisrael had to end that section is Ba'avas Hashem Osano B'chafetz Zakoseinu B'tahor Mitzvot Lo Lamabot. He's Harno Al Brioseinu Lios Mekayim Lefanav Beguf Chazak Ubari. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to serve Him with a strong, healthy body and so on, and that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants of us. Okay, now an important pasuk in this connection is the pasuk in Parshat Achrei Mos VaYikra Perik Ches Pasuk A that the mitzvahs in general given. And we know the pasuk. The mitzvahs were given for us to live by. And based on that pasuk, the Rambam tells us in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, Beis and Gimel, Dechuya hi Shabbos heitzel sakonas nefashos. Even Shabbos is pushed aside for sakonas nefashos. And leficha chol sheyesh bo sakana, osino kol tzocha b'Shabbos, al pi rofei uman shel oso makom. You follow the directive, says the Rambam, of the expert doctor in that place. Okay? And even if there's a suffix, and one doctor says one way, one doctor says the other way, we still mechal Shabbos, as he says the end of Halacha Aleph, because even suffix nefashos is dochez on Shabbos. And then Halacha Bezi writes, if they figure out that a person's going to need treatment, you know, for 8 days, and they figure this out on Shabbos, they may say, okay, let him start tomorrow, so only be mechal one Shabbos. There's two. And the Rambam says, no, you start right away, and you look at the end of Halacha Bezi, the Rambam says, klolo shel davar, Shabbos legabe chol sheish bo sakana, harei kechol lechol hadvarim shetzorach lahem. Shabbos for chol sheish bo sakana is like a weekday for anything that the person needs. Yeah.
It starts off by saying the chuya, not.
Yes, and the hotzur the chuya. That's a different discussion. You're right. It seems to change. I can't talk about it. But I want to, for tonight, I want to focus on that line at the end of the first line, Aloch Aleph, that all of this is determined by whom? Al pi rofei uman, shalos samokom. We're talking about Shabbos, chol Shabbos. It's with the doctor at that time. And in the, Aruch HaGimli says, you know, when you do this, it should be even, not just, you know, well, we'll let the kid make the phone call and so on. You know, no, be mizaris, even the gadol should make the call and so on. And he quotes the pasuk, b'chai bohem. And he says, at the end, ve'elu haminim, shomer says shechil Shabbos, these apikursim, you know, these who say that it's chil Shabbos and you're not allowed to do such a thing, that's the pasuk says, no, chukim lo tovim, mishpat lo yichvim. I remember hearing a story once that when Soloveitchik was a little boy, he only visited Reb Chaim a couple of times in his life, but he was by Reb Chaim once as a little boy, and the story is that he once got sick on a Friday night at Reb Chaim's house, and so they called the doctor. He had a fever or something. They called the doctor, and the doctor came in. It was Shabbos, and so the doctor was examining the boy, and he said that Reb Chaim said, you know, would it help if you had more light over here? The doctor said, yeah, it would help. So Reb Chaim motioned to Reb Moshe Soloveitchik, to his father, go get one of the candles on Shabbos candle, bring it over here. And, you know, I imagine he was hesitant for a little bit, and, you know, Shabbos, you know, and his father's story, Reb Chaim says, ah, you're a Hamaritz, when he got it himself and moved it over, you know, he didn't want to hear anything about it. And the story is, he said, you know, I'm not making Hukos Shabbos, I'm machrin Hukos Pikoch Nefesh. And that was his take on it. Anyway, the Shulchan Aruch rules as well in Simin Shin Chof Ches Yud 26, Kol Choli, again the word, Shaharofim Omrim Shusakon. Any illness which the doctors say that it's a sakana, no matter where it is, you know, even if it's an outer type of wound, mechalin all of us a Shabbos. You can mechalin Shabbos. Again, the emphasis, sharofim omrim sakana. Okay, and there's a discussion of what if it is after a Jewish doctor and say, well, Shabbos is not our issue now, but basically you follow the rofim. It's interesting, there's a tshuva in the Radvaz, Kela Gimelson, Tuf Mem Dala, 27, tshuva Tuf Tuf Peahei. Apparently, Shalfman Amasher Kosub Shem Rivo. One of the Balaitosis, the Rivar, Yitzchak ben Avraham, okay? Kichol acholim Hashem Esbo, when he got sick with the illness that eventually claimed his life, the Chol Yom HaKippur Mosem, it came to him Kippur, he was very ill. The Omer lo harofim lo tochal vaday tamut. They told him, if you don't eat, you're definitely going to die. If you do eat, you may die anyway. But he said, if you don't eat, you're definitely going to die. And he therefore came to him, he didn't want to eat, and he died. He died. So someone asked the Radvaz Shaila, im yofa oso im lo. And the Radvaz answers in the third line, Tshuva, Legabe hadin ein roi lilmog b'mina klal. We should not learn anything from this decision of the Rivah. It's wrong to come to any conclusions. Halacha l'maaseh based on this Rivah, and we pass in a sfeik of pikuach nefesh tocha Shabbos, and even for chayishah, even if it's for temporary, even though long term you're going to die a week later anyway, doesn't matter. Chayishah temporary still, and he says it's not the same. Like I said before, those who hold, you know, when it comes to an aver, yahar gal yavor. I'm sorry. If the din is Yavor, you should violate, not one of the three, you should violate Yavor, Val Yehorig. So there, some say, not like the Ram says, you're not allowed to volunteer to die then either. But other Rishonim say that you can, Radvaz leans that way himself. But he said, that's different because the Kiddush Hashem can, you know, he didn't want to do an Aveira in public, even though technically we're allowed. So whatever the circumstances are there, a person can give his life perhaps willingly. We find with Daniel and you know, and others. Like there, he said, that's different, he said. Here there's no Kiddush Hashem. Right there, at least the Kiddush Hashem on the other side. And therefore, he comes to the conclusion, he says, L'fichach, two lines at the bottom, Ein roi l'ilmod menu, ki efshad d'rivozal, hirgish b'atzmo, he himself felt it's not going to help if I eat anything, and we can't learn from the rivo. That's what he says. And he learns one thing. He reiterates that, another tshuva, chelek dalat, simon samach zayin, same thing, somebody wanted to know, look at 28, simon samach zayin, of chelek dalat, elef, kufla, and tes, overall, he says, shelo shalchman, el yechal mashu, amdu, shetorach, lechal, vah, shabbat, who ain't a road, says she's chal, shalom, shilo, b'pnei chasidus. He's a righteous person. No, don't put him chal, shabbat, for me, right? Hayesh, but the chasidus, shomelo, or in shomelo, should we listen to him or not? Answer the Radvaz, the three words, or four words at the beginning, harei zeh chasid shote. Okay, he's a pious fool. Okay, maybe the chasid, he's a fool. Okay, and therefore, holokin is domum yada yivakesh. A Torah Omer v'chai bohem. And so, and certainly, you know, according to Rami, you can't give your life for other things, you can make that same contrast. In any event, at the very end of that line, the Shuvah 28, he writes, Ela benidon, ein shum geder. Again, and call the Milton at the top of the next page. Any roa b'maisa azeh shum chasidus ela ibud neshama. There's no act of piety here. It's taking away a life, suicide. Okay, and therefore we do everything we can to get the person to comply. And again, as we've already seen, it's based on the words of the doctor. Now, full disclosure.
There seems to be a dichotomy between whether it's one doctor or two doctors.
Yes, so that's a question. That's a question.
13 or 14,
even if there's a suffix, yes.
It says two doctors, and your Mishnei Rofim Rashi says, in the suffix that Rambam brings up.
Right, so.
Some of them say one doctor.
I don't want to go into that now. It's an important point, but not right now, yes.
All of these cases of our Cholei Lefaneinu.
Right.
As opposed to a general possible risk.
Okay, we'll get to it. Good, but what I'm trying to establish now is that these decisions, even with regard to Shabbos and Kippur, are determined by the Rofe, by the doctor, yeah. But at least there you could say there's a certain kid. I'm showing my dedication to mitzvahs and so on. But you're right. I'm not so sure the rabbis, might have been different. That's what the rabbis were talking about. I don't know if talk about that. That at least on the other side is some sort of Kiddush Hashem, but the guy Tom saying, by himself, I'm not going to violate. What exactly is the Kiddush Hashem? It's a different kind of thing. Now, full disclosure, there is a famous position of Ramban in Parashat Kosai. He refers to Psukim, for example, in previously 2 weeks ago, said in Bishalach, Pasuk says in Shmos Perek Tezvah, Pasuk Chavav, Vayomer Shemot Tishma Lakol Hashem Lakech, etc. If we follow the mitzvahs, Hayosha Ben Atas, and so on, Kol Amachma Shem Sam Tishma Lakol Hashem Ki Anei Hashem Rofech. I am Hashem who heals you. Ani Hashem, I'm the one who heals you. And in today's Sedra, again in Mishpatim, this morning's late at 30, Perakov Gimel Shmos Posek Kof Hei, Vavaratem Hashem Elokechem, we serve God properly, Uverach Eslach Mokhaz Memecha, He'll bless our food and so on, Vahasirosi Machala Mikirbecha, I will keep illness away. So the Ramban in Parshas Bechu Kosai, Ayikra Perakov Vav Posek Yud Aleph, on the Posek Venasati Mishkanah Mitzvotem, he writes, that when Klal Yisrael behaves in a proper way, so they're not governed by nature, right? Lo yisnag in yonam betevel at all, okay? And he says, Kadosh Baruch Hu blesses their food, and he keeps illness away, quoting his psukim. On the third line, v'chein hayu atzadikim osim izmanan avu ki gam yikrem avon sheyachlo lo yirshu berofim rak v'nevim. The pious people, the tzadikim in the days of the Nevi'im, wouldn't go to doctors, they'd go to the Navi. Figure, how can I do tshuva? Like Chizkiyahu HaMelech, and it's a tiny against also Amelech Gambe Choya Lodar Hashem Kimrofen. It's a tiny he went to doctors and so on. He shouldn't have, right? And the Ramban writes, Avaladori Hashem Benavi Loyish Berofim. You can go to a Navi, to tell you, he'll tell you what to do. Don't go to doctors. Uma Chelek Lerofim, the base Osei Ritzon Hashem. What place does a doctor have in a house with somebody who serves the Kodesh Baruch Hu, who does the Ritzon Hashem? And he quotes from certain Gemaras that Rabbi and Rav Yosef didn't call a doctor any time. They didn't need him and so on. And it's all done. In the last paragraph, but what about Rappel Yerapeh, the Pasuk? He says, it says the Ramban in the last paragraph, the Pasuk Rappel, lo amu shenitna rishus l'chola l'tzrapos. It doesn't say that the chola can go and seek medical treatment. It says that if somebody comes to a doctor seeking medical treatment, the doctor can treat it. But it doesn't say that's what you should do, okay? And he says, and that's that Gemara. That's what that Gemara meant. Shekvar Nogu, right? There was already a practice. People go, okay. You look at the last two words of Ramban. Am Virtzos Hashem Darke Ish Elo Esek Barofim. That's the Shita of the Ramban. Okay. Now in the Torah, so other Ramban says again, Rapoy Rape is Mikan Shenit. This is in Sakona knows. Says Nitna Rishus LaRofe LaRapol. Okay. What does it mean? The doctor shouldn't say. Well, what do I want to get involved for? I do to him will make things worse. I'd rather not get involved. That the doctor shouldn't say. This is interesting. Ibn Ezra here in Mishpatim, I saw on Perakavala plus a good test, Rappa says, perhaps a difference, again, about whether it's an outer wound or inner wound. He says an outer type of thing. So there, you can go even Chatkhila. But the other type of thing, it's really, you should not go unless that's the minute. But this position of Ramban is a minority view. It's a minority view. And the Shulchan Aruch says openly in Yerodeus in Shin Lamed Vav Sif Aleph 34, Nosna Hator Rishus L'Rofa L'Rapos U'Mitzvahi U'Bechal Pikuach Nefesh Limonea atmo hare ze shofet domen. Okay, it's pretty black on white in the Mechaber like that. And of course, he says the doctor treating has to be an expert in that area. Can't do guesswork. I mean, you know, it's got to be a bookie. Fine. The Taz on that Ramban, on that is Mechaber, yeah.
Is that actual
disease?
Yeah,
that's what it looks like. Well, that's the Pasha reading. Yeah, Rapper already. Now, it would count it as one of the Tayag. I don't know, but I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't think Ram, I don't know. I have to look to see what's counted anyway. But anyway, that's what Aruch says. The Taz over there, if you've got an olive, why does it call it mitzvah? Then it says Rishus. So he says, because the real refuah is Makadosh Baruch Hu. The real Amis, refuah Amitya, I'll be Makadosh Rachamim. Right? But, he says, Ella on the second line, this may solve, you know, even according to Rabban, She'ena Adam Zokalachach. Not everybody, the Rabban is talking about an idealist, you know, an ideal world, the tzaddik, right, shouldn't go to a doctor. Okay, but not everybody zochet to that, the Taz says, right? And not everybody merits that. Ella Tzorach L'asos Refuah, I'll be Tevel Ha'olam. You have to follow the laws of nature and do what the people do. Shevahu is Baruch Hiskim, and that's what Kodesh Baruch will agree to. And he quotes that Gemara and so on that we mentioned before. If you turn the next page, it works out the whole Gemara. So we're not going to read it all now. There's another pasuk, okay? And the idea is that ultimately a person should realize, that's how the Taz says, I'm saying, I'm sorry, to realize that the refuah comes from Kodesh Baruch and not from any doctor. You should realize that. But it doesn't mean don't go to the doctor. Do that's what a Kodesh Baruch Hu set up the world that way. Ultimately, he's going to be the one. A Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to decide whether this process of healing works or not. But you have to you consult the doctor. You look in Parshas Hazino, famous pasuk, also Perek Lamed Beis pasuk on the Test of Dvar. It says Ani Mochatzi Veni Erpa. I make a person sick. I'll make a person get better. So the Chida, the Birke Yosef, and that's Simon Shin Lamed Vov, the same thing in Sukkot and Beis. He quotes that Ramban. Okay, but he says the Ramban himself, you know, yeah, the Ramban says what he says, but again, you look in the second paragraph, that may be the Ramban, people like the Ramban in those days, but the Chidor writes, the second paragraph 37, nowadays, we don't rely on that. The Chayav HaChola Lisnag B'derech HaOlam Likros Rofei Shirapenim. Okay, Chola should call a doctor who can heal him. And you can't say, you know, who knows, other people. No, you know, it's even your raw. It's even a sense of, you know, hoarding. I'm not going to go to the doctor. No, says the Chidah. You do what everybody does. The same thing in the Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes, Moruk Tzi is a commentary on the tour, in Simen Shin Chav Ches. He also says, you do what the doctors say. Whatever they tell you, this medicine, this type of bandage, this kind of thing. Okay, and you do it again. You follow the directives of the doctor. And other than that, you should not... You know, you should not follow. Say, well, I'll trust myself or something like that. Again, the Ramban was the Ramban, and that's not for everybody. The Prima Godim in Siman Shin Chav Ches
the only one that.
Well, again, Ibn Ezra might agree, but I don't know what else. I mean, you know, but you see, the Shulchan Aruch is not that way, and the Taz and the Chidor will say, okay, the Ramban, you know, Ramban was the Ramban. Ramban was a doctor himself, right? But he's the average person. Don't play around. And that's right. Even the English Shulchan Aruch, the Mark of the Chidor, right? Okay, the Prima Godim in Sim Shin Chav Ches in the Eish Avram 39, the Kamtem Rogan Avram, right. Chassidus Shostusu, because he quotes another pasuk. V'nishmartem ma'ol d'nafsho seichem. The two psukim in Parshas Leschanan, the Varim Perk Dal, psukim Tes and Tes Vav in 40. Raki Shomel Achosh Monashkom Ma'od and so on, right? He's Shomel, that's out of context. It's not talking about life issues. It's talking about not forgetting the mitzvahs and so on, not forgetting we saw at our Sinai. But for our purposes, Raki Shomer Lecha Ushmor Nafshecha. Guard your life. And the same thing in Pasuk Tezvav. V'nishmartem Me'od L'Nafsho Seichem. So the Gemara in Brochas, Lamed Beis and Beis, Gemara Lamed Gimel without. The Gemara tells, say it outside. Gemara says a person was once davening. A certain fellow was traveling. It was time to daven. So he ducked off, got off his horse on the side of the road. He was davening Mincha, whatever. And a certain nobleman came by, a non-Jew nobleman came by and greeted him. The guy was in the middle of Shon Esrei, so he didn't greet him back. But this Hegmon waited. He said, what's the matter with you? It says in your Torah, these two psukim, this guy knew Torah. He said, it says, it says, I greeted you and you didn't respond. I could have cut your head off and no one would have convicted me for it. You weren't respectful. So he said, let me explain to you. And he gave an example. Let's say you were talking to the king. And your friend walked into the room, and you interrupted your conversation with the king to say hello to your friend. Would that wash with the king? Yeah, no, the king will probably kill me. So I'm talking to God. I can't greet anybody else. And the guy was calm. Why do I bring this story? Because you see from the Gemara that they didn't answer, that's not what the pasuk means. Right? He could have answered, you take the pasuk out of context. He didn't. Apparently, he shama lechoshmor nafshcha, and mishmartam alas hasechem, this non-Jew, was right in applying the pasukim. He gave a different tariff and calmed him down. Fine. But he didn't, again, I stress, the pasukim are not in context, and I'm talking about our topic, but this guy said it that way, and then the rabbi didn't respond. He said, no, that's not what the pasuk means. It is what the pasuk means. Similarly, we have in Parsha Yisroch, when Yaakov prepares to meet up with Esau, when he has 400 men and so on, it says, Kidavin Sakhar Baruch, when Bereshit is parakal on the base, pasuk it out. Right? So usually we interpret that to mean, I'm not worthy of all the kindness, right? He's begging a Kodesh Baruch to save him, Esau. I'm not worthy of the kindnesses. That's katonti mikola chasodim. But Rashi there says a little different angle. 43, Paraklamet Beis, of Bereshit Pasuk Yud Aleph. Katonti mikola chasodim, nismatu zichuyosai alidei chasodim. I've used up too many of my zichuyos. In other words, not that I'm not worthy. I've already used, I've used up too much credit. You've been so kind to me, I've used up too much credit, right? And therefore, the Gemara says in Shabbos Lamed Beis and Le'olam Al Yamod Adam Makom Sakana. You can't put yourself in danger. Now, here's not a Chol L'Faneinu. You can't intentionally put yourself into danger, says the Gemara, and say, well, a Kodesh Baruch will take you out, a miracle will happen. They said, first of all, Shema Eino, so maybe it won't happen. Okay, you don't know. And number two, even if it does, so you'll use up credit next time, we'll be in a situation that you didn't create yourself and you're out of cash. Okay, or you're out of credit. You used up your credit already. So therefore you shouldn't, because Menachem, the Rashi says, Purva pokes him, right? And what's the pasuk katon from Kol HaChasodim? So therefore, a person has to avoid a situation of danger. The Gemara says in Chulin Daf Yudam Alal, the famous phrase, Shmaminoch Chamira Sakanta Misura. A person should be more stringent in avoiding danger than you are in avoiding an Isur. Chamira Sakanta Misura. So we know, therefore, when it comes to preventing damage, preventing harm, that this too is a Torah value. So we see that in Parshas Kisetze, Dvarim Perkov Beis, when you build a house, we know, Kisid Nebayis Chodosh, Vosisam Ma'akel Agagecha. You have to build a fence around the roof. In those days, they had flat roofs, okay? And people did things up on the roof. You see in Eretz Yisrael today, that sometimes you can see the kids have a basketball court or something on the roof, or, very old city, sometimes you can see, or the people relaxing on the roof. I think, in the tenement apartments, people used to do in the old days too. They didn't have air conditioning. What happened on the roof? So it has to have a fence around. It's going to fall, so otherwise, someone could fall off. The Sifrei in Pisco Reish Chof Tes 48 says this is both a mitzvah sasei losisa makem and a losasei. The Torah tells us you can't leave anything which is dangerous, and it's not just a fence. For example, the Gemara says in Ksubis, Mem Aleph and Beis, and other places, the Tanya, 49, Reb Nosson Omer, Minayin Shaligado, other Kelev Rab, Besoch Beiso, you don't have wild dogs or wild animals in your house, or Velo Yamid Sulam Ru'ua, Besoch Beiso, don't leave a rickety ladder around that someone's going to climb on and fall off. Shenemar, the same possible, Sassin Dom Beisecha, it's not limited to fence, anything which is a danger. And therefore, the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach, it's interesting, the full title of Hilchos Rotzeach is printed here, is Hilchos Rotzeach Ushmiras Nefesh. That's the full title. Hilchos Rotzeach Ushmiras Nefesh. Murder and, saving lives. Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Gimel, he talks about the height of the makkah. It's got to be at least 10 tefachim, which, by the way, indicates it's not only worried about death, but injury too. I mean, falling from 10 tefachim, a person could die, I guess, but depending on how you fall, but, let's say 10 tefachim is 40 inches, or so a little less. You fall off that, you may not die from it. But anyway, well, some people will, a small person. But Rama says that, that it has to be strong, and it's going to say in a lot, Halacha Dalet, but then, and he says, Echad Agag, it's not a din in a roof. Anything which is dangerous that someone could get injured or hurt. He speaks about yomos. For example, a guy's got a well in his backyard or some kind of a pit. Okay, different things like that. And he says in the second line in Halacha Dalet, v'chein kol michshol sheis v'sakonas nefashos mitzvus asei la'asiru ulishomeno ulizor b'dover yofe. And he quotes these same psukim mishom alachos shmor nafshef anton. And if you didn't move it away, you violate it. Now, again, the Rambam doesn't give percentages, how much of a percentage, but I would say that we're talking about here is something we would label, to use our terminology, clear and present danger, an imminent danger. Right? Certain things, if you have a roof without a, that's an imminent danger. Someone could not, if there's an exposed socket or something like that, where someone could put their finger in. Things along those lines, right? Clear, imminent danger. Then the Rambam goes on, halacha hey, harbe dvarim on top of that's the raisa. Right, those things I just mentioned are deraisa, makke, thing which is a real imminent danger. Then the Rambam says, harbe dvarim asu chachomim. On top of that, there were certain things which the chachomim asur, mipnei sheyesh b'hem sakonas nefashos, because, you know, it could lead to danger. And if you violate them and you say, harenim misakin ba'atzmi malachem alai b'kach, what's anybody else's business? I'm willing to take the risk, no one else's business. Okay, oh, any makbid al-kach? No, makbid al-samakas mardas, that's the Rabbanon. And these didn't appear in the Shulchan Aruch, the very last simon of the Shulchan Aruch. Choshen Mishpat, Simon Tav Chav Zayin, is the last simon in Shulchan Aruch. In Siv Hei, talks about the height of the Makkah, okay, and in Bavat HaLasein, and he also assumes, right, in Siv Zayin, Echad Agag Ve'echad Kold Ove Sheish Bo Sakana, V'chein Kol Mishcho Sheish Bo Sakana, Tefashos, and so on. And again, the Sma, in Sivkot Nir Beis, in 52, so what's the Mokar? He's Shomel Choshmo and Avshka Ma'ot. Now, that's in Simon Tav Chav Zayin of Choshen Mishpat. Some of these dinim were also found in Yoredeya, in Kuf Tez Zayin, Siv Hei, 53, and they give examples of things which the Chachamim asked. Tzorach Lizar Militon Mos, don't put money in your mouth, because maybe it has spit, germs, and so on from somebody else who's sick, okay? And, you know, don't put your hand in certain places because, you know, it gets the sweat, and you know, don't put food, some of the things which we today maybe wouldn't consider to be so dangerous. But different things, and there are more adds in the third line of 53, this is Sim Kuf Tez Zayin, Siv Hei, V'chein yizar mikol dvarim avivim l'day sakanta, ki sakanta chamir misura, v'yesh lachash yosel l'sofek sakana, v'l'sofek iser. And therefore you can't go, don't walk under a building where it's, it looks like it's collapsing, and don't drink water from certain streams at night, because there may be a leech or some bugs inside that could do damage and so on. All these different things, again, some of which we may not have to consider to be so dangerous today. Mm-hmm. And he says, shomer nafsho yirachik mehem. And also Lismoch on Eis, and the Gra, there in the Bira Gra, some Kuf Tez Zayin, in the Sukkot and Tess, the Gaon brings as the Gaon brings as the source there, not the Sma, not that process, but rather Lo Olam Yamo, that Gemara on Shabbos, about, you know, not putting yourself in a situation of Sakana. Now, just in terms of percent, I don't want to go into now, because I'll have to leave a little out, because it's late, but the, you know, the Binyan Sion, that's a Etlinger, and Sim Kuf Lamed Zayin, it was Chuvus in 57. I quote the Marv Abbas, the Tamachal Van Alva is a mocker for the height of the Makkah being 10 Tvachim. But he says, you know, the Rabbanon, why did the Rabbanon make these Xeris? We have things which are clear and imminent danger, so that's the Torah already asked. What about things which are not? So he says, because Ein Hochen Bikuch Neva Shacharo, that Dafka Bi Ishvadai Sakonas Nefesh, Lefonenu, Yur Chiluk. Okay, but other things which the we do allow, for example, you can't say it. I mean, otherwise anything is dangerous, right? He says, you look at the third line, how can you go on a trip, on a boat? Huh? It could capsize. How can you walk across the street? It could be a car comes through, anything. Drive a car, anything. You know, I mean, anything could be dangerous. There's certain things. So, and he talks about role. I would say the following. If the percentages are such that it's more than 50% likely that there's a danger. So that's the derisa, that's the market. If it's less, so then I think that what the Chachamim did was that they answered certain things which were not, you know, I mean, you know, if I drink water from a stream at night, so what are the odds that there's, you know, a leech in there? And so it's probably not so high. It's certainly not more than 50%, right? Or certain other things that are mentioned there. If I, even if I put money in my mouth, it's not, you know, it could be. So I think what's operating here is the Chazal is telling us, well, one second, you're right. Let's say there's a 20% chance of me getting sick or dying from this, okay? So that already, a person could say, well, 20% is not much of a, you know, I mean, anything's risky, right? Yeah, but if everybody does it, then 20 people are going to die. If 100 people do it, then, you know, whatever the numbers are. Right, so therefore Chazal answered these things. Right, it's not a clear and imminent danger like the case of the Torah, but the things that Chazal answered was it could be an individual, not such a risk, but Chazal's job was to look at the whole community. Right, if everybody does this, then some people are going to die. So therefore, they answered those things. That's what the Chazal said. Okay, and then I quote from Yashiv's Tshuva, the Kovet Tshuva's Chelik Gimel, Tzvim Kupshit Gimel, because they don't have the Mishnah's Yaakov. The Mishnah's, well, before I get that, Rav Moshe Feinstein, by the way, writes this in an important Tshuva, or Chaim Chelik Beis, Tzvim Kup, 58. He says one of the Xeris Rabbanah is called Mayim Megulin, water that was exposed overnight. There was a concern in those days that a snake may have drank from this water and injected some of his venom into the water. Now I'm going to drink it and it'll poison me. The truth is that that's not the way snakes, we know they don't usually inject venom into water, and today we don't have snakes crawling around our water supply. So Moshe writes like that. He says, but if the Nogea to us, and that's he says, even then, okay, even then the chashash was a chashash rochok. It wasn't a clear and present danger. Even then, when the Chazal answered it, it was only a limited chance that there would be any problem. But says Moshe, they answered it because even that we're going to take, because somebody, again, the numbers are such, if everybody drinks that, somebody's taka going to get killed. That's what a Chazal answered it. But he said, well, now we don't have snakes around us, they're not even a chashash cotton. It's so far fetched. I mean, then it's like nothing. And that's what Rabbi Yashu quotes, the same as the Chuvas Mishnah's Yaakov Chayyaradeus in Yizayim, all the Acharon quoted. He said a miyuk she'ena motzui is under 10%. Under 10% chance. That's called a miyuk she'ena motzui. We're not choshish for that. Okay? But so those are two levels in terms of, and the question is where does vaccinations fit in? Those are two levels, right? There's a level which is clear and imminent danger, and then there's a level which is, it's not so dangerous for one person necessarily, but if everybody did it, then it's going to be dangerous for some percentage of the people, and therefore the Chazal made rules about it. There's one other level, the Gemara in Brachos of Mem Amar Aleph, we're not going to read the Gemara inside, but the other parallel Gemara is in a number of places. But certain things Chazal said you should do, after you eat, you should drink something, and all kinds of advice about this is good for keeping this disease away, that's good for that disease away. These are all things which are not halacha, it's not even a drabana. They're telling you good advice. The Rambam in the end of, in Paragim Halacha Gimel of Hosea 62 writes that a person should be careful about what he eats and when he eats, and in Halacha in Hosea's Paragdal 63 Halacha Aleph. How are you going to learn? How are you going to daven? How you can pursue a kashrut? You're sick, you're not feeling well. So therefore, keep away from unhealthy things. This is like a third level, right? This is not even, there's nothing dangerous. He's telling you, keep away from things that will get you sick, right? And he gives, the whole rest of that parak, he gives examples. Okay, in the very end, Halacha Chof, he writes, Kolamanik Atmo Drachem Elo Shrena, Ani Arevlo. Ram says, if you follow me, I'll guarantee you're going to have a better life. Right? Okay. But in any event, this is like a third level. Now, it's interesting. So, where is vaccination? Well, again, if a person doesn't get vaccinated, it's not a clear and imminent danger he's going to get sick. Right? It's not automatic, and perhaps not even a row. But.
Do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not just that they think that it's not needed. They think it's going
to
hurt.
Well, what's that? We'll get to that. But I'm saying, I mentioned it at the beginning. We'll get back to that. My point is that the way to vaccinate, again, if you hold this to the rice, there's nothing to talk about. But probably the question is, what category does it fit into? One, two, or three over here?
Yep.
So, So Rav Moshe and the tshuva, it's interesting. This tshuva, Choshen Mishpah, Chelik Beis, Siman Ayin Vav 64, the tshuva about smoking. Okay? Now, this was before, it was a famous tshuva. This was before it was known, just how dangerous it is. So Moshe here feels that telling people to stop smoking really is in category three. Meaning, it's not so dangerous, but it could be, so it's a good thing to stay away. Today, we wouldn't put it in category three, okay?
You didn't have to
start. Start right, but if you did already, because he says, this is the type of thing he says that it's not a low cost of lotion, iser, it's not a daraisa, it's not even a darabana, right? It's a chashash, sakona, it's a possibility, but we can't really iser it because, people enjoy it, and most people are not harmed by it. That's right. At that time, that's what they thought. Ruba did shiloh mazik lukul. Again, he was going with the medical knowledge available at the time. But I mentioned so much in the smoking question, but as his point, that when something is not so dangerous, and that is definitely good advice. And that's where he applies the famous pasuk in Tehillim, Parakuf Tezayin, pasuk Vav, Shomer Pesayim Hashem. Hashem will take care of the fools. Hashem will protect people, right? The Gemara has in the second like Eitz Tova, but Hashem will take care. The Gemara in Yevamos in many places, Yevamos Yud-Beis talks about a woman, under what conditions can a woman use some form of contraception, it's dangerous to get pregnant. Anyway, without the details now, the Gemara says, look at the end of 66 there, Yud-Beis Yevamos, Mishamesh, even these women can have Tashmish in a normal fashion without contraception. When do we apply that? When do we say, listen, I'm not going to vaccinate, Kodesh Baruch will take care. Okay, and that's sometimes you hear that argument. Shalom, Shalom, Hashem. But obviously, we don't say that all the time. You know, we don't say, you know, like in the case we discussed earlier, we don't say, well, it's Shabbos, it's Shabbos, I'm Hashem. I'm not going to go to the doctor now. I'm going to fast on Yom Kippur, Shomer, Psalm Hashem. So Yachronim writes, and Chaim Ozer writes in the Tshuva Zachiezer, Chelek Aleph, Eben Ezer, Simchav Gimel, he says, when do we say Shomer, Psalm Hashem? That's only when Chashash Rochok, Umiyuta, Demiyuta, Shem Motzei. We say Shomer B'Shem Hashem. We don't say you shouldn't walk across the street because you may, there we'll say Shomer B'Shem Hashem. Even though it's possible something that happened, driving a car, there could be an accident. But there we'll say, since most people don't hesitate to do that, that's the norm, so there we'll say Shomer B'Shem Hashem. It's a far-fetched nakana. Yeah, sometimes things happen, okay? But it's really a meal to there. The Rabbanan did not answer it. And the Reb Chanan writes, Reb Chanan Wasserman also writes, in the Kovetz Shurim Ksubas Os Kufu Lamed Vav, he says, what do you mean? How can we ever say Shom Shom Hashem? It's our weird. My Shom, we call Sufik Sakana, Dochi Shabbos. Well, some kin in the Hadish Shom Shom Hashem, like I said before. How can you violate Shabbos? Why don't we say Shom Shom Hashem? So he says, and various other things again, but Tzarech Loma, the Ein Ha'adam Chai Limana, Mimina Derech Eret. Okay, what is Shom Shom Hashem? Shom Shom Hashem is, you know, when we don't tell people they can't do what everybody else does because it's dangerous. Everyone else, there's an acceptable risk in society, and we don't refrain, so then we'll say Shomer B'Shem Hashem. I think that, you know, in the case of the vaccine, I don't even get to the point of Shomer B'Shem Hashem, because most people do feel you have to vaccinate, right? So they're not going to say Shomer B'Shem Hashem in that case. Yeah.
Shomer B'Shem Hashem protects the people who get vaccinated against the rare possibility
of catching. Okay, maybe. Okay.
But the thing with the vaccination is that it's not just a question of personal risk.
We'll get to that in a second. I'm just trying to, you know, cover the basic issue, and you'll see. Okay, Reb Moshe Feinstein, a different tshuva. Okay, we spoke about this a number of weeks ago. Again, people, the world, you know, they don't consider it acceptable risk not to vaccinate. You know, and as somebody pointed out, you're worried about the side effect of vaccination. It's probably, I don't know if this is true statistic, but it's probably there's a greater chance of getting to an accident when you're driving to the doctor for the vaccination than the vaccination causing a problem. Right? There's probably a greater. And even Ramosha is a tshuva in Chelek Eben Ezer, Chelek Dalet, Simon Yud in 70. There he's talking about, we spoke about the number of genetic testing. He says, of course, you know, we can sometimes say Shomer B'Shem Hashem, but if you can find out the fact, right, he says you should. You know, give us some of my taste acts and so on, government the diseases. He says, often Kal Limdo, if you can check it out, then you can't shut your eyes and say Shom of Sayim Hashem. You're not going to say, well, I'm not going to do it. Or no, if you can figure it out, if you have ways of making determination, so then you should. Now we'll come to the issue of contagious and impacting other people. Chazal were aware of contagion. I had an interesting list. I saw, yeah.
Well,
why don't we
say
all
those things that Chazal today?
I think it belongs in the second category. In fact, I do. I don't think it belongs in the first. It's not a Doraisa. I don't think it belongs in the first. Not just Nesa Tov. I think that there's a danger that if everybody does it, so then some people are going to die. I absolutely think it does. Okay, just in terms of contagion, this is Dr. Edward Reichman, is a prominent Talmud Chacham, but also a prominent doctor. So he, I saw this in something he wrote. He pointed out, you know, Ramban in Bereshis and Parsha Vayera, Perik, over a few minutes, Bereshis, Perik, Yud Tes, Pasuk Yud Zayin, that's by Lot and a family running away. They were told, Al Tabita Charecha, don't look back, don't look back. And we all know what happened to Mrs. Lot afterwards. And it says the Ramban on that Pasuk 72, Obo Inyan Ki Heraos Ba'avir Hadarah Chol Achoim HaNitbokim, there's germs, there's people are dying, whatever was going on there in Sodom, because don't hang around there and absorb, right? Catch whatever is, you know, it's floating around there, right? They were aware of the contagion and the contagiousness. And the Ravena Bacha says the same thing by Korah, the Midbar Perk Tez Zion, right? Separate yourself from Korah. People says Ravena Bacha, why? Today, so Yidbach Behema Avir Hara, Shemakas Hadever, Ke'inyan Ha'amu Biso Shalot. Don't, you know, it's contagious. And for that reason, Chazal say, when there's disease around, go to a different city. The Maharil writes in Tshuva Sin Mem Aleph, certain diseases, Raisik Dom Shalchol Mokam Acher. And we know that the diseases, so you daven for them, we fast for them, right? In the Chuz Tainis, Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim, Tuf Kuf Ayin Vav, Kishem Aleph, Kishem Shem Is Anam Asim Alag Shomim, Chacham is al shara tzoros. And it's surveys, chayna dever. And what is dever? X number of people die within a few days. That's a plague on the city. You should daven. And in sifhei, v'chayn nis'an al ha'choloyim. People who are sick, okay, and people are dying from this illness, so we fast for it. And the Magen Avraham writes, you've gotten Gimel, v'hu adin, k'sha'avu abuos, parchim etim, pox, right? Av abuos, and bubbles, boils, right, that break out in children. Omesim, and yesh l'exertinus. You have Shevetinus on this, okay? And then he writes, the Chol Echad, the Kosa Shalom, which I printed in the next source, 78, Shalom, Oshar, 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 he writes, you should leave town, and if you didn't, so you and your children die, it's your fault. You know, get out of town. He says, Yesh Lotzit Ma'ir, but Chilat Hadever, and go early. Don't wait until the disease, you know, attacks the whole town. Get out of town, okay? And he mentions, again, Ani Tama, I'm astonished. Odos Makas Avubu, Avabus Tamas, Aholech has been at Tinokos. The kids catch these, again, smallpox. The kids have these diseases. Hanikra blotterin, a blotter, you know, like an ashok, a blotter, a blotterin, the Lashon Ashkenaz, Barminon, God forbid. Loma ain't his heart, Labriach at Tinokos, who would say somebody, I don't understand why people don't. Well, if the Chazal was saying, you know, get out of town, right, so I guess we have other ways to treat it without getting out of town. They have a vaccination, right, they say you should leave. And therefore, Kol Ish Yirei Elokim, Yorei Bechard, Al Kol Tzor Shalos Sovo. And the Mishabura says, Yudala, that same in Top Kavayin Bo, he says, V'hu Adin Keshavuos, Parchim Tinokos, Umeishim, Yesh Ligzor Tainis, and it's printed in Sidurim. Ukvar Nitpa Slicha, Al Tachlu Yeladim. There are Slichas printed, and then Sidurim printed. Slichos Al Tachlu Yeladim. Look in the back of the Siddur by the Bahab Slichas. They have Slichas when there were plagues on the children and so on. And he said, leave when it's contagious, you leave town. So the Teferis Yisrael, Yisrael Lipschitz, was well aware of certain science, and that mission, Yuma. And the regular Teferis Yisrael, Yochanan Boaz, on the mission in Yuma, Parches, Mr. Gimel, and Boaz, Oz Gimel, he writes, Mizen, really, Heter, Mutter, Lasos, Inoculation, Shall Pakim. Inoculation on the pox, okay? Avs, and here's the point, Avs, Echad, Me'elef, Me'esai, the inoculation, even though some people, there's no such thing as a drug that's not dangerous for somebody. Right? I mean, every drug, every treatment, I mean, some people can't take aspirin, right? Other people respond, we know some people respond better and differently, everyone's different. So he says there is a chance some die from this inoculation, but he says, but it's, it's a bigger chance of danger if you don't take the inoculation. And therefore, you're allowed to put yourself, he writes, right, the catching disease is worse. It's a bigger sakana. And he brings around.
This is for sure, not
higher. No, you're right. No, but okay, that's true. Okay. But I think he means that. Okay, it's a good hour. I don't have an answer. But I do want to point out something else he says, the same author, Tzvarek Yisrael, in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, in the Boaz and Per Gimel, in Oz Aleph. He's speaking there about Chasidei Umos Olam, the righteous among the Gentiles. Anachnu roim kama mechasidein shemuvad shemakirin yod sabreishus. They acknowledge God, they believe in God, and they believe in the Torah. Oh, there it is, right. I'm sorry, go correct. Even on right. There's a chiv, does say chiv. To save somebody else, you have to, so to save yourself, you have to go. Thank you.
There's the greater public health.
Yeah.
Like, can you... But if you know it's a 1 in 1,000 chance
yeah.
someone's going to die, if you do, but if you don't do it, more people.
Right, die. Right.
Can you not that it's better for himself, but it's better for the.
So that's what Chazal did. We got to. I just want to point out in the first saw in Pirkei Avos, he refers to certain righteous Gentiles, and on the second line he says Ka'chosid Yenner. That's Edward Jenner, Edward Jenner who developed the smallpox vaccination. He refers to him as a pious person. Shehimsi ha-pakinimpug, whatever that word is, it is the smallpox vaccination. Sha'al yoda nitzolim kama revovos, but tens of thousands of people's lives have been saved by this. He refers to Edward Jenner as a righteous person. And just a couple other quick tshuvas, the tshuva me'avo, chelek av, that's the Talmud of the Rabbi Huda of Elazar Fleckless, the tshuva me'avo, chelek av, sun kufal amad dalad, and kufal amad hey, 82 and 83, he was asked about vaccinations on Shabbos. Can you give a person who's shot on Shabbos, you know, we're afraid, you know, if you wait and so on, you know, who knows, right? They don't delay. So he says there are many riots that he can, and he agreed with him. Ramosha talks about your question, Monty, in 84, Choshen Mishpah, Chelek Bey, Simon Ayin Gimel, Osei im lechafos chol alikar chafua kishena rotze. Can you force someone to take an inoculation when he doesn't want to? Uvinyan trufas misukenes, especially if there's some danger. And so that's what he talks about in that tshuva. He says I think to himself. Okay, but he says that the point is, can you force somebody? So he said it depends what the person's reason is. You know, is the person, because he doesn't trust doctors and so on, so find him a doctor he does trust. But at the end, he says that, under certain circumstances, that the muhrach and arofim shemekan lasos balkorchim, kol arofim shemeis kolim, zeh sovim shezeruf also. If all the doctors said that you can even force the person, that's a question. Is it experimental? And that's a different shaila. But if the doctors can, again, like I said before, I don't think anything nowadays is unanimous, but in terms of vaccination, I wouldn't say it's a broad consensus. It's a near unanimity in the medical community that vaccinations are safe and necessary. Again, So anyway, that's what Moshe talked about there. The Sitz Eliezer has a tshuva chelik yitzayin from Tesvav about who odos ptsia amuka b'shabbos mikli meluchoch ba'adoma. A guy cut himself on Shabbos with a dirty, and the concern was paletzer, I think it's tetanus. The concern is tetanus, huh? Yeah, right. So can you give a tetanus shot on Shabbos? Maybe you can wait, and then it depends how long, and when was the last time he had it. So anyway, he also is matar on Shabbos, a little bit 85, Mikola Amor, nearly Lalocha, Sheishul Chalas of Shabbos. But just to finish up, it could be, based on our emotion, others, that a person can, looking out only for himself, refuse, I don't want to vaccinate my children. I saw a cartoon now, recently, that had a kid was at the doctor with his, and he had the pox all over, the measles all over him. And the doctor looked at the kid and said, if you connect all the dots, it spells that my parents are fools. but in any event, in terms of other people, so it's interesting, because you might, a person can refuse himself, but now what about the danger to others? What about the dangers to others? That's what Rashi Weiss says. Before I get to him, I'll get a second. But one thing Rashi Weiss says, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kuf Tesh Amud Beis, talks about the people of Sodom. The Gemara said what they used to do was, each person, guy was carrying, and you have the Yerushalmi, in the next few sources, Yerushalmi and Bava Metzia Paragdalach Beis is the same thing about the Dor HaMabul. Remember, a guy was carrying a sack of whatever, so each person who passed by took one thing. So by the time the guy got home, he had nothing left. But everyone had taken less than a Shavu Prut, right? You couldn't prosecute anybody. So, right, that's what the people, and each person says, I just took one. I know Chalashakli, right? I just took one. Okay? Well, you see, and that's considered, that was Midas Dome. That's what brought about the Dor HaMabul, Chomos, and so on. So Rav Moshe Weiss said, well, you see from there, that if everybody will do something, okay, then, if the Chazal will outlaw it for even one person. Even if one person doesn't have such a big impact. But if everybody refuses to vaccinate, so then we're going to go back and have disease again. So therefore, one person can't do it either. That's what he said you learn from here. In other words, you see that one person, each person could say, well, I just took one kernel. What are you bothering me? Okay? In other words, says Rav Moshe Weiss, that it's usher for even one person to do something which, if everybody, even about one person, that's the big laws, one person to vaccinate, big deal. But if everybody will do that, then it's going to be certain danger. And therefore, that's one thing he said. The other thing, as Lyle mentioned, that you tax everybody in the town to protect the city. Okay, to build the walls, right? Even Amar says, everybody lives in the town for a certain number of years, including Yisomim and so on. You collect the Raman Pasans that was Kushkein and Perak Babal Afahei, Shoharach Simukuv Samach Gimel Sif Dalad. So now, let's say I refuse to pay the tax. Is the town now going to be in danger? Okay, I don't give my $100. So let's say the wall is now, whatever percentage, a little bit weaker because I didn't contribute. Is it 5% or not? Right. Okay. Is it what? Huh? Right. No shows up. But the point, my not contributing, okay, is not going to cause a problem. Yeah, but if everybody doesn't contribute, right, that's the joke, right? The town that had exactly 10 Jews lived in the town, okay, so they had a minion, never missed a minion. One fine day, an 11th Jew moved to town, and they came to Mincha, nobody came. They had no minion, right? But if nobody, if everybody won't give, so that's the rivals, and you can tax, and you can force it. So it seems to me, and also again, the Chazal will say, you're right, okay, there's such a thing called, the not herd mentality, the herd effect, right? The herd effect. Well, you know, there's X number of people.
It's called herd immunity.
Herd immunity, right, the herd immunity, herd effect. This is it. But if more and more people aren't doing it, it endangers. And by the way, it endangers even people who were vaccinated, because vaccines are not 100% effective. Nothing's 100%. So
this is from Rabbi Dr. Kubitz. I think that because once the herd immunity, the vaccination rate gets below 95%.
Yes, so then it leaps up. I read something like that also. So this being the case, I personally think that, and by the way, the job of Chazal, that's the last thing I finished, the last couple of shows, 93, 94, the Gemara Mod Katan Daf Hey talks about the job of Bezdin to clear the roads. Yotzin l'kaveitz hadrochem l'saken as harachovos. Okay? Otherwise, v'alech adamim. When the people were preparing to come to Yerushalayim, Pesach time for Alila Regel, it was the job of the Bezdin to see to it that the roads were cleared of debris and branches and stuff. And if somebody got hurt over it, it's the Bezdin's fault. So the Bezdin, the community, has the right to say, this is the danger to the community, and therefore it seems to me that they can say, look, if you're not going to get vaccinated, then, you know, a community, a shiva or a school can decide, we don't want it, it's not fair to endanger other people, and you are going to be endangering other people. To me, it's an open and shut issue. You know, I was discussing with somebody. It's not really. I mean, I gave a lot of background, but Lamaisa, I don't think it's a big debate. There is, you know, some of you know, a very prominent and well respected, and deservedly well respected yeshiva, who feels is against vaccinations. And you know, to me, I don't know. Maybe he's on this one issue. I don't know if he's been misled. I don't know. I don't. I can't explain it. But that's certainly the consensus among Rabbanim and so on. You all seen statements. I mean, the RCBC put out a statement not that long ago, and they've been in the papers and all kinds of different rabbanim and all the major, you know, postcards on are clear that you have to vaccinate. This is considered the norm, and the norm is to follow the, as we saw, the advice of the doctors, even for Chol Shabbos and Yom Kippur. So certainly in this area as well. Just the last thing I want to point it out, Lamaisa, we have to recognize, but it's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shouldn't forget that point. Okay, and therefore the Rambam Hilchos Brachos Perek Yud Halacha Kaf Aleph says it is a tefillah to say. When you go for to medical treatment, right? You like that Gemara. Not to say that we shouldn't do it, but he leaves that line out. But he says, he writes on, Sheya Asik Zeller Fu, Shulchan Aruch also brings it, Sim Reish Lam, it's Sim Dawud, talking about Akosas Dam, and that was the medical treatment of those days. And the Mishabura adds, he's gotten involved in 97, who had the Imbachal made it before, right? Ultimately recognizes in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the same time, the last Mishabura I printed, but a person has to take care of himself too. You have to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't just rely on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the Mishnah writes in a different context from Kuf Nun Hey, Zukran Yad Aleph, Mitzvah Lahanik Atma V'Midah Tova, Anhaga Tova, Lishmor B'Yoso, Kedei Shei Bari V'Chozek L'Avodos Hambari Yisam. Okay, I want you to have a good day.
A healthy one.